everybody. It's good to see you, although I can't see you, but I know you're there. Love you. And we just feel it's important to keep an attitude of worship. When there's so many unknowns in our world right now and there's so many things happening, the one thing that we can continue to do is to pour our heart out to God. No matter where you are, no matter what's going on in your life, you can still pour your heart out to a good, good Father. And so this is why we felt it was so important to unify with other bodies of believers all over the world and lift up our voice. Say, we will not be silent. We will worship our God. We will praise our God. And I know this is a crazy time for a lot of you and for all of us as a nation and as a world. But I just have hope. I have hope today. And I just want to give a short message and then we're going to worship again. And because I believe worship is really the key. But my message is that there's hope. I believe that the Lord is doing something beautiful on the earth. And I see three things happening all over the earth right now and all over the body of Christ. I see the Lord bringing a love like never before. There's love rising in the body of Christ. There's love rising in humanity like never before. It's a beautiful thing. I see unity rising in the body. And I see distractions being removed. And as distractions are removed, we have more time to begin to press into God and begin to seek the face of God. And I believe this is what's going to turn our nation. This is what's going to turn the world back to God. A praying church is an unstoppable church. I have a few things in my heart, but I just want to give a quick little announcement. We have a prayer meeting on Tuesday. We're going to be praying, and if you want to join this prayer meeting, I'd encourage you to contact Dawn Smith. Contact her. We're going to do a Zoom prayer meeting. It's going to be awesome. And so please contact her and join us. It's going to be a phenomenal time where we can encourage each other. We can pray for each other. We can bless each other and see each other's smiling faces. And so I'd encourage you to talk to Dawn. It's going to be an awesome time. But I want to share this picture I saw the other day as I was worshiping and praying. I saw it so clear in my heart and my spirit. I saw this picture of all of us worshiping. And we were here in this church and we were worshiping. And I saw kind of this intruder begin to come in and infiltrate. And in my heart and in my spirit, I knew it was a spirit of fear. And I saw this thing, this intruder begin to come in and wreak havoc and alarm people and confuse people. But in that instant, I saw the body of Christ rise up almost like CIA agents guarding the president. And they saw what was happening and they tackled this intruder. They tackled this spirit and kicked it out. And I just want to encourage you today, do not let a spirit of fear in your home. Do not let a spirit of fear in your house and in your heart personally. You got to kick that thing out. See, there's this virus that's going around, this coronavirus, but the real virus that is plaguing our nation and plaguing the world, I believe, is the virus of fear. And fear will cripple you. Fear will paralyze you. It brings anxiety. It brings depression. It brings greater sickness. And I feel like the Lord is saying, get the fear out. Tackle the fear like you were guarding the president. Like if somebody were to grab your child and inside Kmart or Vons or McDonald's and try to take off with your child, you would give them the five fingers of fellowship, the fivefold ministry, right? You wouldn't put up with that. You would just go for it. And I feel like this is what God is calling us to be and calling us to do as a church. Do not put up with the spirit of fear. But tackle this thing and just kick it out of our house. Amen. And I want to read a verse over you. And it's going to be a short message. I just want to encourage you today. But I think a message that's being repeated and spoken all over the world is this. It says in Psalm 91. That he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and He is my fortress. He's my God, and in Him I will trust. Surely He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all of your ways. Hallelujah. But he who dwells in the secret place. So I just want to encourage us, church. I just want to encourage you. Let's get back to the secret place. Let's get back to our Father. Let's get back to our prayer closet. Let's get back to basics. Let's get back to good morning, Holy Spirit. Let's get back to Him. Because he who abides in His presence, he who abides in God, there is a great protection for you today. There is great hope for you today. I'm excited for what the Lord is about to do in the earth. I'm so excited. I have so much optimism and excitement and passion for what the Lord is about to release in the body of Christ and for what He's about to release in the world. And so many could look at this situation and be totally confused and troubled. But just like Jesus spoke to His disciples. He said, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? When the storm was raging, they were afraid because they felt like they were going to die. They felt like the end was near. But He spoke to them. He said, do not be afraid. Why are you fearing right now? And He rebuked the storm and He said, peace be still. I love Jesus' questions. I love that He would ask these questions to so many of His disciples and people. Just like the two blind men that wanted a miracle, He said, do you believe I can do this? Yes, we believe. There's nothing that is too big for God. Do you believe that God can eradicate this virus in a day? I believe. Do you believe that God can bring revival and reformation to the world, not just our nation, but the world? You see, that every nation is being touched by this right now. I have friends in Mongolia and friends all over the world that are being touched and are in quarantine and don't know what to do. And it's causing them to have to pray more. It's causing them to have to think outside the box. And, you know, I think the Lord is stretching us. What the enemy meant for evil, God will turn it around and use for good. This is a messed up situation. But God can make some lemonade out of some lemons that we've been given. I just believe it with all my heart. This is a lemon situation, what the enemy meant for destruction. But God is going to do something beautiful. He's going to give us a new song. I think there's authenticity coming back to the body of Christ. A purity that's returning to the body of Christ. Prayer is returning to the body of Christ. Intercession is returning back to the body of Christ. And so I would encourage you not to be discouraged and to not be afraid, but to lean into this season. Like, what can I get out of this season? Just like Joseph, he was in the midst of prison, but he didn't get bitter. He wasn't resentful. He wasn't angry at God, but he said, how can I lean into the process and what can I get out of this process so that I can be better when I get through to the other side? Because I just want to encourage you today. You are going to get through this. this is not going to last forever. You are not going to be in quarantine forever. You're not going to be stuck in your home and on house arrest, if you will. You know, this is not going to be forever, but you will get through this. You will be stronger. You are going to be stronger, that God is with you. The same God that was with Moses that parted the Red Sea is the same God that is with us right now. The same God that was with Moses and the children of Israel, that provided manna from heaven, the same God that was with them when this horrible plague swept through the land in Egypt, and they applied the blood to their house, is the same God that is with us now. And there's a pandemic, there's an epidemic, it's sweeping the land and it's sweeping the world. But what about God? I just have faith that God is still alive, that God is still on the move, that Aslan is on the move, as it says in the Chronicles of Narnia. Aslan is on the move. Amen. I believe something beautiful and something powerful is going to happen in the midst of this. But we need to believe. You see, Moses had to take a step of faith. God spoke to him and he said, I'm going to do this. But it was Moses that had to take a step of faith. He had to speak. When they got to the edge of the water, he had to speak. He had to take his staff and he had to place it into the water. And so I just want to encourage you today. There is something that you can do. There's somebody that needs hope from you today. There's somebody that you can reach out to today, that give them, bless them with some toilet paper, bless them with some groceries, bless them, do some kind of act of faith that is you saying, I am stepping into destiny. I'm stepping out of this plague. I'm stepping out of this mess, and I'm believing that God is still who he says he is. I'm stepping into faith, out of fear. Romans 5:5, it says that hope will never disappoint. Hope will never disappoint. So cling to hope today. We have hope as the believers of God, as the children of God. We have great hope because hope is a person. It's Jesus Christ. And no matter what storm we're walking through, and we are walking through, as it says in Psalm 23, we're not camping out in this coronavirus, but we are walking through it, and we're going to be stronger. We're going to be stronger. We're going to be a more unified people. We're going to be a unified church. Oh, there is such a hallelujah that's coming out of the bride all over the world. Hallelujah. It's a sweet incense to Jesus. But there's three things, and we're going to just worship, because I think that's the most important thing that we can do as believers, is lift our hands. Lift our voice, lift our hearts to a good Father and worship Him in the midst of the storm, in the midst of craziness. And as I study Scripture, and I see that there are three specific places that we need to worship. And I just want to encourage you in this, because we're in the battle. We're in the storm. Jonah was in the belly of a fish. And he didn't have time to play games. You don't have time to think about what you're going to do when you're in the belly of a fish. You just got to do what you know to do. You got to do what's in your spirit. And what was in Jonah's spirit was, I got to worship. I'm going to repent for anything that I did. And I'm going to lift my voice. I'm going to lift my heart. I'm in the belly of a fish. I'm in an uncomfortable situation right now. But God is still Yahweh. God is still holy. God is still faithful. So I'm going to lift my voice up to God. And what happened? God spit that man out of that fish. And so I just want to encourage you. You feel like you're in the belly of a whale. You feel like you're in the fire, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But they were not consumed. The fire did not touch them. And the fire will not touch you. I just speak the blessing of God over your family. I speak the protection of God over your family right now, over your household. The plague will not touch you. The virus of fear will not touch you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that. I decree that in Jesus' name. Health over you. Psalm 103, Psalm 91, in the mighty name of Jesus. But there are three places in the Bible that really minister to me, that I see that is super crucially important. Number one, we see that God wants worship to go before the battle. And I think all of us have been doing this. We are worshipers. We love to pray. We love to worship. Everybody watching, we're worshipers. This is who we are. But a great example of that is 2 Chronicles chapter 20, where they were actually going to battle. And what did they do? They put the worshipers and they put the praisers in the front of the battle. Because worship is warfare. Worship is warfare. And so we don't fight with flesh and blood, as it says in 2 Corinthians 10:5. We're not fighting with our hands. We're not getting into a boxing match with our brothers and sisters. We're not fighting the coronavirus because we're going to lose. But we're fighting principalities and we're fighting in the spirit. And how do we fight in the spirit? Number one, we worship. You see, they put the worshipers at the front of the battle. And I want to encourage us, whether it's this thing or whether there's another battle, or whether there's a battle for your family, there's a battle for your marriage, there's a battle for your business, I just want to encourage you, put the worship in front of the battle. Amen. And the next thing I see is worship after the battle. And so by faith, and not even by faith, I know that this is going to pass, and we're going to get through this, and we're going to be stronger. But once we do get to the other side, we have to have a song of celebration, a song of victory. A song of victory. And it says in Psalm 9, I'd encourage you to read Psalm 9 and many other psalms and verses in the Bible where you see David and others singing a song of praise after the battle, thanking him for what he did, thanking him for the victory, thanking him for the triumph, thanking him for all that he brought us through. And so we have our praise before the battle, we have our praise after the battle, and we have our praise in the battle. And so this is where we are, you guys. We're in the middle of the battle. Some of us, we feel we're literally in the belly of a whale. But don't let your praise get shut down. Don't let your prayers be silent and cold. Let them be burning hot, fiery hot, more hot than they've ever been before. Think about Geppetto and Pinocchio in the great old Pinocchio story. They made this little fire inside the whale. I love that little picture. In the midst of your storm, in the midst of your feeling like you're in the whale, let the fire burn bright. Hallelujah. But the great analogy and a great story for this would have to be in Acts chapter 16. Where Paul and Silas are thrown into prison for something that they did not do, and falsely accused, and for doing good. They were bringing hope, they were bringing love, they were bringing life, they were bringing deliverance, and now they are being beaten, they're being thrown into prison, thrown into quarantine. Come on, somebody in my internet world. But I love this story because here they are in the midst of the battle, chained up, confused. Why is this happening to me? Why? I was doing good. My life was going in a particular direction, and now I'm finding myself in chains. Now I'm finding myself, the freedoms that I used to love, the freedoms that I used to enjoy, have literally been stripped away from me. And so I want to encourage you today, don't let anything coming from the exterior steal your praise. Come on. And so what do? They lift their voices. I don't know if they were really able to lift their hands in that moment because they're chained. But they lift their voices to God and they begin to sing melodies and they begin to sing hymns and they begin to sing songs of praise in the midst of a difficult situation. And God was faithful. See, God is faithful before the battle. God is faithful after the battle. And God will be faithful to us in the battle. See, we're in a battle. Don't let this make you go silent. But all the more, let your praise be so loud and so bold to a good Father. And so they begin to lift their voices and worship Him and praise Him. And we know the story. This great earthquake shook the prison. and set the captives free. I believe right now there's somebody watching. If you would just lift your voice, you're feeling paralyzed by fear. This whole thing has just overwhelmed you. You're feeling confused. There's somebody watching right now. This whole thing is going on, which is enough in itself to make somebody have a panic attack, right? But there's more going on in your life, and situations have been feeling and making you feel like you're drowning in your life. And I just want to speak to you that there is hope for you. There is rescue for you. There's joy for you. There's joy in the battle. If you would just lift your hands and lift your voice to a good Father, I believe things are shifting right now in Jesus' name. Things are shifting in your home right now. Things are shifting in your situation. It's shifting for you right now. You're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. You're walking through the valley. You're walking through this horrible situation with your head held high, with faith in your heart, with the love of God all over you. And perfect love will always cast out fear, it says in 1 John. But Paul and Silas put their worship on display. And I want to encourage you, as much as you possibly can in your home and on your runs, on your isolated runs and wherever you're going on your walks, put your praise on display. Don't let anything choke out your prayers and choke out your praise, because this is where the victory lies. If we will praise Him in the battle, if we will praise Him in the storm, if we will not look to the left or to the right, but keep our eyes on Christ, we will see a great deliverance. We will see a great miracle. The sea is going to part for you and for me and for the nations very swiftly, very soon. And I just decree that, I declare that in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're going to worship. I feel it's important to not just talk about praise and worship, but to actually praise and worship. And so we're going to do maybe one or two more songs. And I want you just to, in your own living room or your bedroom or wherever you're watching, to lift your voice. The Holy Spirit is with you. The Holy Spirit is here. I believe God is touching hearts right now. Maybe there's somebody on here right now that's just tuned on because this is on Facebook world and social media land, and you're tuning on and you don't know Jesus, but you don't have anything else to do right now except scroll Facebook. And I just want to speak to you that God has a plan and a purpose for your life, and He loves you. The same God that rescued me is the same God that is rescuing you right now. And I just want to speak freedom over you. Freedom from addiction. Freedom from captivity. Freedom from anything that's been holding you back and making you feel like you are in captivity. I'm going to pray that really quick. If there is somebody that's watching now on Facebook or YouTube or watching in the future, I want you to repeat this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I confess my sins. I repent for not believing. God, I want to know You. God, I feel scared right now. Come into my heart. Set me free. Bring deliverance, God. Bring Your salvation today, Jesus. I want to live for You. I give You my heart. I give You my soul. I give You my life. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that for the first time or the fifth time, took me a few times. I prayed it quite a few times as a teenager, and it stuck when I was about 19. So maybe you're rededicating your life, or maybe you're saying that for the first time. This is a beautiful moment. God is doing something awesome. In the midst of confusion, in the midst of brokenness, something beautiful can happen. See, Jeremiah had to dream when he came to Jerusalem and he found Jerusalem in ruins. He had to dream again. He said, I'm going to, in Lamentations, I'm actually going to hope again. I'm going to remind myself of the goodness of God. I'm going to remind myself of the faithfulness of God, and I'm actually going to press into hope. And so I believe there's great hope. Nehemiah had to dream in the midst of ruins. He had to stand in ruins and stand in absolute desolation, and he had to have hope, and he had to dream. And so let's, as a people of God, as the children of God, let's stand in the midst of ruins right now, in the midst of brokenness, in the midst of sadness and confusion. Let's stand and let's begin to pray. Let's begin to hope. Let's begin to dream again. And I believe that this is going to be the church's greatest hour. I believe that with all my heart. I believe we're going to rise to the occasion. You know, we're trying to figure things out, and it's kind of been a moving target for so many of us. And what do we do, and how do we do this, and how do we get help to people? But I believe as the days begin to move forward that we are all going to get unified, and something beautiful is going to come out of this, and the church is going to begin to be the light again. And so I would encourage you, begin to pray for strategy, pray for wisdom, pray for God ideas and how to be a light and how to shine the light of Jesus. And I encourage you with this, to get into your secret place, because he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And you don't have to fear. Wherever you are watching, any person watching right now, I want you to put your hand on your heart. And I want you to say, I will not fear. Say, I will not be afraid. Some of you are looking at your TV screen and saying, I'm not going to say that. I'm not in church. No, look, just say it. You got to say it by faith. You are in church right now. Your living room, your bedroom, your bathroom, wherever you are, it's church. And so put your hand on your heart and say, I will not fear, but I choose hope. I choose love. I choose the promises of God. I choose to remind myself of his goodness. I choose to remind myself of the testimonies of faithfulness, the testimonies of deliverance, the testimonies of when the sea split open. I choose this day to remind myself, and I choose this day victory. I choose this day hope. I choose this day peace. I choose this day God. Hallelujah. It says, be anxious for nothing, but with everything, through prayer and supplication, let your request be made known to God. So we don't have to worry. We don't have to be afraid. But I encourage every single person, let's press into God. Let's be a praying church. Let's be a worshiping church. And God is going to set you free. He's going to set you free first on the inside. But secondly, he's going to set us free as a nation. I believe that this virus is coming to a halt. Even right now, every person, we did this in the beginning before worship, but right now, every person from your home, I just want you to rebuke the virus. I want you to rebuke this thing and command it to stop in its tracks. Wherever you are, wherever you're watching, rebuke the virus. I believe churches around the world are doing this. Let's join our voices with churches around the globe and rebuke the virus. Jesus rebuked the storm, said, peace be still, and it was still. And so right now, we collectively, as a body of Christ, and as believers in the Lord, we say, no more. We rebuke this thing. We rebuke the storm. We rebuke this coronavirus. In Jesus' name, we say, stop in your tracks. We rebuke the spirit of fear. We say, stop in your tracks. In Jesus' name. Amen. God is good. I want you to join us for another worship song. So right there in your home, just lift your hands, lift your eyes to Jesus, and let's just engage in worship for just a moment.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are here touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you, Lord. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. 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 Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. 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 Faithful Lord. Closer than a brother, you are. Closer than a brother, Jesus. We put our trust in you. We put our hope in you. Faithful Lord, faithful forever. faithful forever. You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things. To you are all things. You deserve the glory. You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things. To you are all things. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory, Jesus. You deserve the glory, Lord. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night, night and day, let incense rise. Day and night and day, let incense rise. Day and night and day, let incense. You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things. To you are all. You deserve the glory.
Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for hope today. Lord, that your word says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so we choose Jesus today. We choose to lift our eyes in the midst of a storm. We choose to lift our eyes to you, God, the author and the finisher of our faith, where our help comes from. Lord, you are the anchor in the storm. You are our everything. And I thank you, God, for testimonies rising, praise reports rising in the midst of craziness, in the midst of confusion. I thank you that some of the greatest testimonies are going to come out of this season. Father, thank you. Thank you for this time. What the enemy meant for evil, you did something beautiful. You turned it around for good. God's going to turn it around for you. He's going to turn it around for me. He's turning it around for our nation, for our state. Father, thank you that you're turning it around. And we choose to believe, God. The two blind men came to Jesus. He said, do you believe that I can do this? They said, yes. And so we come to you, Lord, with that same answer. We believe that you can do this, God. We believe that you can split the sea. We believe that you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We believe that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We believe. And we choose to press into you in this time. Lord, bless everybody on the front lines. Will you just bless the doctors and the nurses and everybody that is putting their lives at risk and putting themselves in harm's way. We bless them with a holy hedge of protection. Father, we thank you for their service. We thank you for their lives, God. And we just pray for just supernatural covering over them, blessing over them. Just the Spirit of God would just come upon hospitals. Lord, that the hospitals would just become churches, places of healing, places of testimony, places of connection. Father, let something happen in the midst of all these hospitals, in the midst of all these care workers. Let a revival take place, God. Let mercy come upon all of them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in with us today. We love you. And for those that are regular visitors and you're saying, okay, well, what does this look like? Well, we don't exactly know. We're going day by day, week by week. And some would say, well, why are you only going online? Isn't that fear? No, it's not fear. We have no fear. There's not one ounce of me that is afraid of this virus. But we are choosing to respect and honor those that are in authority. We're choosing to do what the Bible says. And we also have a great deal of honor for those in our community. And so we want to protect those in our community. We want to have inroads with those that are in authority. You see, the towns and the communities, they said, you have to do this. And so the church, instead of just saying, no, we're not going to do that, we actually want to reach our communities. We want to impact mayors and people on city council. We love our city and we love our communities. We love our towns. And so we're choosing to just respect the law of the land at this time, but we're still going to lift up our praise. We're still going to be praying. We're still going to be gathering in just a different way. And it's just for a short time. I believe that the Lord is going to remove this thing quickly. And I'd encourage everybody that's watching, listen to, ask yourself, what are the prophets saying? This is a great time to lean into what some prophetic voices are saying. I'd encourage you to listen to Chuck Pierce and listen to Sean Bowles and listen to those that have a prophetic voice and are Lance Wall now, different ones that are hearing what the Lord is saying during a crazy time like this. It'll give you hope. It'll give you faith. So we're going to end our time together. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. And Patrick is going to sing one more song. This is called The Blessing. And we just think it's appropriate to end our time together with this song. And I pray that it would just go through the phone and through our video camera here and touch your heart, touch your home, change the atmosphere in your home. So just sing this with us. And I believe the Lord's going to bless you. So bless you guys. And if you want to give to Church of the Mountain, you're more than we'll take everything. you can still sow into the church, even though you're not in the building. But you can go on www.churchofthemountain.org and you can give tithes and offerings and you can sow into the church because we want to be a blessing. We want to begin to help people with groceries and help people in very practical ways. And so you can still sow your seed into the church. You just got to do it electronically for a time. So. Bless you. Let's lift our voices to Jesus, and we'll see you next week. God bless you.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Perfect peace. The Lord bless you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen. His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you generations and your family and your children and the children and the children. May His favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and your children and the children. Behind you and beside you, all around you and within you, He is with you, He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, He is for you, He is for you, the King. He is for you, the Lord of all. Lord. He is for you in every circumstance. He is for you today. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Give you peace. Thank you, Lord. May His favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and the children and the children. May His favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and the children. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank You that You are with us, God, that You are for us, that nothing is impossible for You, that You are the creator of all things, that You spoke the world into existence. God, we can rest in Your faithfulness. Lord, we rest in Your goodness today. We thank You that You are with us, and if You are for us, who can be against us? No one. Have Your way in each one of us, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.